Hi, welcome to a London Miscellany podcast. My name's Steve. What I hope to do is to bring you some stories about the nation's capital that possibly you haven't heard before. For the last 10 years, I've been hosting guided tours around the city as I'm fascinated by London's history, streets, buildings, and most importantly, the people who once called the city home. While researching these tours, I always collect more information than I need. Sometimes because the story doesn't fit in with the theme of the tour, or possibly there's not enough time to tell it. I feel these are too good to waste, and for the last couple of years I've been posting them on a blog, but more of that later, as I'm itching to get on with the next story. So come with me back to a London that on the surface looks very different. But with human nature being what it is, look a little closer and you'll find nothing really changes. The God of Love and the Policeman. Here's a question for you. Could you name a member, serving or otherwise, of the Metropolitan Police's Criminal Investigation Department? I must admit, up until recently, I could only name one. Jack Slipper. Slipper of the Yard. Not a very original title, as we'll see, but the man credited with tracking down the great train robbers and locating the runaway Ronnie Biggs. I recently doubled my knowledge while reading a book about a bungled robbery on a Fitzrovia jewellery shop in the 1950s. I'd learnt about the robbery while researching an audio tour of the area called Finding Fitzrovia. I'd wanted to include it in the tour, but was unable to fit it in so that the locations and narrative flowed nicely, so regrettably, I had to leave it out. This is how I came across another member of the CID, one that predated Jack Slipper by 20 or so years. Robert Bob Fabian. Robert Honey Fabian, I bet he kept that middle name a secret from his colleagues, was born in Lewisham, South London in 1901. Bob had little formal education and after elementary school trained as an engineering draftsman. Like so many lads in the First World War, he enlisted while underage, but he was found out and remained in the UK. He worked in the drawing office afterwards, a respectable position with good prospects and most probably a job for life. Fabian obviously had a talent for technical drawing, but he found the work and the daily drawing office routine deadly boring, and so he applied to the Metropolitan Police. Having been accepted, he was posted to Vine Street Police Station as a uniformed constable. In 1924, he graduated to plainclothes duties, as CID work was called in those days. Working in the heart of Soho and the West End, he came into contact with many of the colourful characters of London's underworld at the time. He worked his way through the ranks and by 1939, Fabian was a detective inspector in charge of the Vice Squad at Vine Street. During 1939 and into 1940, the new Irish Republican Army, the IRA, was carrying out their S plan, designed to cripple UK infrastructure and sabotage defence installations. On the 15th of January 1939, the IRA formally declared war on Britain. There were large numbers of explosions throughout that year, which had varying successes from the aggressor's viewpoint, but some of the devices failed to detonate, mainly through incompetence on the part of the bomb makers. The worst atrocities occurred in Coventry, just days before war broke out with Germany, when a device left in a basket of a parked bicycle exploded, killing 5 civilians and injuring 70 more. On the 25th of June 1939, the IRA targeted the statue of Eros in Piccadilly Circus. 2 bombs, sticks of gelignite wrapped to look like brown paper parcels, were left, one by the statue and the other on the corner of Glasshouse Street. Fabian was sitting in his office working his way through a mound of paperwork when a loud explosion shook the windows at the Vine Street station and sent a wave of hot air rushing through the street. Dashing down the stairs and out onto the street, Fabian rushed towards the circus and quickly sized up the situation, locating the second and larger bomb next to the statue. Unwrapping the parcel, he laid out the sticks of gelignite separately to lessen any chance of a chain reaction if one exploded, and then he cut out the fuse with his pocket knife. Had he failed to undertake this rather heroic action, the second bomb would have definitely devastated the iconic statue. For his exploits, he was later awarded the King's Police Medal for Gallantry in 1940. Apparently, once the area had been secured by uniform cordon, Fabian sauntered back to his office and continued with his paperwork. Several weeks later, Fabian received a handwritten note left for him at the front desk of Vine Street Nick. On it was the name of a London pub, possibly the Fitzroy Tavern in Fitzrovia, a date and a time. No stranger to this type of note, Fabian assumed that it was a location to meet one of his informants. At the appointed time, he turned up at the pub, but as he opened the door of the bar, he was taken aback to be confronted by many of London's most famous underworld figures, some of them he had even obtained convictions against in the past. Now fully on his guard, he stood there not knowing what to think, when suddenly two men rushed towards him. Next moment, a glass of whiskey and a cigar had been pushed into his hands, and the assembled men were clustering around, clamouring to congratulate him. During the evening, he was presented with a bronze medal. On it were engraved the words, "To Robert Fabian for heroism from the boys." You've been listening to a London Miscellany podcast, which was written and produced by me, Steve Matthews. You can find more stories and information about the tours that I host by visiting www.alondonmiscellany.com. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out other episodes. Goodbye.